So we're coming out.
Are we ready to go?
We're coming out of executive session.
Okay. All right, so are you ready for a motion?
Yes. Is someone ready?
We've exited. Yeah, we've concluded executive session. Board members, is there a motion?
Yes. This is Rachel Yanoff. I motion to rescind the board action taken on January 16th, 2018 as to Arizona Academy of Science and Technology.
Second.
Who was this?
Mary Ellen for the second?
Mary Ellen, yeah.
All right, Alexis, can you take the roll, please?
Yes. Vice President Yanoff?
Yes.
Superintendent Designee Tack?
Yes.
Dr. Crockett?
Yes.
Mr. Close?
Aye.
Ms. Lee?
Yes.
Mr. Mason? Mr. Swanson?
He dropped.
Mr. Twist?
Aye.
Mr. Mendoza?
Yes.
President Sensman?
Aye.
Motion passes by unanimous vote.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for your time this morning to be on this call. Thank you, Ashley and Kim, for your work to resolve the situation. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you all for your time today.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Were you able to get that motion language?
Ashley, I do have a question. As we move forward, based on the action that the board took today, can we presume that no other action is forthcoming in terms of the consent agreement or the issues pertaining thereto?
I can't answer that for you. As of right now, we've rescinded the action taken at the January 16th meeting, and we're going to have to consult with our attorneys going forward additionally as to what may occur. But as of right now, we'll be in further communication with you.
Okay. Yep. And then from a meeting minutes perspective, I know there was some concern about the audio that's up and what have you. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you guys are willing or able to do in that place?
Well, there'll be a summary of today's action.
Correct. So we will have meeting minutes from this meeting. But unfortunately, it would be an open meeting law violation if we were to take down minutes from a prior meeting.
Okay. So we're basically hoping that someone that, whether it's a vendor or whomever it might be, is looking at the situation, are able to recognize that today's audio and minutes and the action taken would obviously supersede and negate what occurred on the 16th.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty clear because it rescinded, any of the action taken on that date.
I think my wheels are turning. So, but the thought that I have is, the questions that anyone who would be looking at this, what's around bin number 2 or 3, and I don't suggest that anyone in this room has a crystal ball, mind you. But the concern that it happened then, I mean, could this pop up again in March? I laid that this could.